Dirt Song is a musical production from Australia that's coming to Maui and the Big Island and Oahu over the weekend. It will communicate to you in languages you've never heard before. It's sung with some beautiful choral harmonies in the indigenous languages of what is now Australia. It's a production of Australia's Black Arm Band, which describes its work as Aboriginal musical theater. Shelley Morris, who's been at the group for 10 years, is on the phone with us from Maui. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Chris.
And you're also the author of that beautiful song we just heard.
Not that song, but I am the author of a song
Dirt
called
song.
Brainstorm.
Yeah, I was listening to that this morning. It's wonderful choral harmonies in that. Beautiful use of
absolutely, yes.
I think the human voice is still the winner in terms of communicating emotion. It's what all the instruments try to do, right?
I totally agree with you there, Chris. And allowing that emotion to come through, especially in a show like Dirt Song, we are communicating the story of the land through our song.
A story that was long overlooked, right, Shelley?
Very much so, especially by the colonizers that came in. Of course, in our culture, it has never stopped.
Yeah.
And but unfortunately, we were just at the land, and our people were so connected. There was no. They live in such harmony, and in still some areas today, it's still the same.
And yet colonizers throughout the world seem to feel this need to suppress local cultures, don't they?
Yes, they do around the globe, and I don't know why.
I've never understood why either. I really, you know, I was hoping you'd understand that for me.
The only thing that I can think of is that it doesn't seem the way someone should live to them. And that's the only reason that I can really see it. It doesn't make sense.
There has to be an element of fear in it, Shelley, I would think, that you know, the human weakness of fear of the unknown.
Absolutely. Fear is in there, very much so. Fear of, I think it's just the non-understanding. It's the fear of all the traditions. It's the deep knowledge as well, because with cultures, indigenous cultures around the world, comes deep knowledge, and it's not surface. It's quite deep. So to learn that, it takes a lot of work as well.
I'm just kind of speculating here, but the indigenous cultures of long standing have evolved self-contained methods of explaining the world, of regulating society, of keeping things. You know, they find a balance, and in a way, the message that sends to a colonizer is, "We don't need you," and that's that frightens them.
Absolutely, and also the strength in the simplicity of life.
Yeah,
and that's obviously, I was adopted at birth, so I've grown up both ways now. Mm-hmm. In a non-Indigenous family. Who were very beautiful people, and then they took me back home, and I've been up there for 19 years learning language, songs, dances, and I suppose I've got a pretty good view of both now, of deep traditional culture and, of course, of the Western ways now of the world.
And you know, I think what that does, Shelley, is it keeps you from having an oversimplified view, don't you think?
Correct, yes, and I think it does definitely help. It helps my family a lot, who often speak 3 or 4 or 5 fluent Aboriginal languages, and it helps them when they get confused. And also sometimes maybe I think I'm the bridge that the Western people, that they can sort of meet and greet and communicate,
sure.
Not be so frightened.
Mm. Well, each language is home to a set of ideas, right?
Mm.
Is that what you gain when you learn, for instance, an Aboriginal language?
Yes, it is. And it's also understanding, well, one, there was no please. Everything was good or not good. The terminology of speaking those languages of what you would say. And, as I said, the depth in those words and the very little words that are used at times blows me away, fascinates me, because everything is precious, and even those words with the old people. So often we can sit for an hour and nobody speaks. And then when the moment comes, that's when the words, but there might only be five, and that was all you needed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how does all this, you know, how are you able to, through theater, convey the, you know, the depth of culture that you're alluding to?
It's through the audio and the visual.
Uh-huh.
So there's a huge visual component to this show.
Rear projecting photographs in some of the videos that I saw, right?
Absolutely. And those visuals or those imagery, the film, mm-hmm. tells the story of the song.
Oh, that's a window into the language then, isn't it?
Yes, and the story of the landscape and the seasons. And you'll also see the story of the struggles. So we move from where my family live in Kakadu National Park, mm-hmm. in the top end of Australia, and then we'll move into more of the urban areas of the big cities, and where Indigenous people are now living in that urbanized environment.
Well, it's a world that will be very far from what most of us have ever known. It sounds fascinating. Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Pleasure speaking with you. Shelley Morris is a member of Black Arm Band, whose performance of Dirt Song will be at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center this Thursday, the Big Island's Kahilu Theater on Friday, and at the Hawaii Theater in Honolulu on Saturday. Black Arm Band is an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organization and one of Australia's leading performing arts companies. Kanebeka, kanebeka, beka, binning balanda, bok dale ame.